We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Shechita, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. V'zeh Bechinas Isur Chalodo B'Shechita. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand the reasoning behind one of the major halachas of Shechita, Shelo Yechase Shum Dovor Alasakin Shel Shechita, that while the shechet is shechting, while he's cutting, he has to be careful that the knife should not be hidden from sight. Nothing should cover over the knife. The knife shouldn't go under the skin of the animal in a way that he doesn't see it when he's shechting. V'nikreis chalodo l'shoin chulda. This term chalodo is similar to the word chulda, k'mo shepirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh points out in Chulin Daftes, k'chulda zu hatchuva b'choirin, like a chulda, like a weasel, that sticks itself inside holes. You know, it hides itself. Ki ikar hashchita hu lahalos hanefesh michai lemedaber. Because as we learned earlier, one of the main purposes in shchita is to elevate the nefesh inside that behema from the status of chai, animal, to medaber, to human. Ve'ikar aliyas hanefesh hu b'chinas shemoitzin umalin oiso mehelem elagiloi. And this elevation involves taking it out of a state of ha'alama, hiddenness, to a state of gilui, revealed. This is terminology that's used many times in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that the concept of ha'alama, when Hashem is hidden, or when things are hidden, usually that's a state of midas hadin, tzimtzum, constriction. When it's revealed, when there is hisgalus, that's a concept of chasodim, kindness, tikkun. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ze klal, because this is a very important rule, shekol ma shehamadrega namucha biyoyser, shom elokusa yisporach, betzimtzum, ubehelam, ubekisu yoyser. That whenever we speak about a lower level, a lower spiritual level, there, the presence of Hashem is more constricted and more hidden and more covered up. Ki be'emes Hashem yisborach b'chol mokoim. Because the truth is, Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is found in every single place. K'mo shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ato mechaye es kulam. You, Hashem, give life to everything, everywhere. Rakol ma shemadrega namucha yoyser. However, whenever we're speaking about a lower level, shom eloikusoi nisaleim v'niskasa yoyser, there the presence of Hashem is more hidden and covered up. As Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 33 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'chol avoida sa'odom hu lehalois ulahoitzi mihelem elagilui. And therefore, the main avoida of a person is to elevate, to bring things, to raise things up to a higher level, and therefore to take Hashem out of the hiddenness into a more revealed state. Legalois elikusoi umalchuseis boraboilam, to reveal Hashem's presence and Hashem's kingdom in the world, ad sheyiskayim, until it'll be fulfilled, the pasuk, veyeda kol po'ul kiato fialtoi, veyovin kol yitzur kiato yitzartoi, that all of creation will realize that Hashem has created them. However, this requires tremendous effort in order to reveal Hashem from this hiddenness. This is the main avoid of a Jew in this world. And because of the fact that Hashem is so hidden, not every single person is successful in taking Hashem out of this hiddenness and revealing him for himself, for his family, for his friends, for all of, as far as he can. Ki im gedoile hatzadikim hachachomim huamitim, with the exception of the great tzadikim, the true chachomim, shebechachmosom ho amuka ma'oid ma'oid, where by using their deep, deep wisdom and knowledge, hey mamshichim sichliim nifloim ma'oid, they're zoche to draw incredible levels of sechel Sha'aliyodom he'megalin ha'alama, through which they're able to reveal Hashem from this hiddenness, u'moidim alakusis baruch bo'ilam, and they make Hashem known in the world, u'megalin ho'emes, and they reveal the truth, shekol ha'olam hevel avolim tse'loiver hevel nidof, that the whole physical world is nonsense, it's silliness, foolishness. V'noisnim eitzoi sudrochem yishrom l'cholechot ve'echot l'fim adregosoi, and they provide advice and clear direction for each and every single person on his level, bo'ifin sheyuchal lahatzel nafshoi mito esoilam, so that the person can save himself not to fall into the mistakes that most people in this world make. Shebo alidei goydel ha'alomo sheboilam, whereby these mistakes are caused because of the fact that Hashem is so hidden. Hashem is hidden, the Kedusha is hidden, the truth is hidden. V'sheishtadel kol yomov al ho'achris ha'soif. And these chachomim teach the person and help the person be able to put in the proper effort to work his entire life for a proper ending, to get the right ending, the right future. Sheyinotzel mishol tachtiyas, to be saved from all kinds of punishments and suffering in Gehenim, v'yizke lechayim nitzchim, and be zoche to real eternal life, lahakirois lizbora, to get to really recognize Hashem, sheze ikra tachlis, that's the main goal. We know that the word olam, world, is miloshen helam, ha'aloma, hidden. The fact that in the world that we live in, Hashem, the main character, is extremely hidden. V'yaf al pi shehakol yoidem zois shehoilam azeh hevel vorig, and even though everybody on a certain level realizes that all the physical things in this world are nonsense, af al pi kein ha'alomo gedoilo kol kach, Hashem's hiddenness is so powerful, sherotzen hakol achar oilam hazeh, to the point where the vast majority of people are involved in running after olam hazeh, going after physical pleasures, going after nonsense, ve'ein mashgichen ala tachlis, and they're not really focused on the true purpose of life. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 49, ze darkom kesel lomoi, this is their path, foolishness. Va'achreim b'fiam yirtzu sela, kama shapir shrazal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that even though people realize in a sense that it's foolishness, but yet they're drawn to it, they're attracted to it. Va'filu im zoichrim lefomim, and even if people remind themselves at times, va'imrim ma yasu b'soif, and they say, what's going to be? What's going to be from this whole life? What's going to come out of all of this? They don't know how to save themselves. They don't know how to pull out of it, how to disengage themselves from the foolishness, from the rat race, from the culture, you know, the different things in this world that grab hold of a person and distract him totally from his true purpose in life. That's why one of the most important things is for a person to be zocher to have the proper faith in the true chachomim. Ki rak heim yoidim b'chachmosam agdoilo eich legalois ha'aloma hazois, because only they know through their great wisdom and knowledge how to reveal this ha'aloma, how to reveal the truth, how to reveal Hashem, how to reveal the tachlis in life. And to provide advice for each and every single person on his level, how to be matzliach, how to get out of the nonsense, and how to be zecha to really live a good life, a purposeful life. V'alkein, kishehischil David ladaber migoidel hevel hoilam, and therefore, in this chapter of Tehillim that we just quoted before, Memtes, chapter 49, when Dovid HaMelech starts speaking about the foolishness, the nonsense of this world, Hischil Tchila, he begins there, Pi Yedaber Chochmois, V'Hogois Libi Tevunois. My heart speaks words of Chochma, my mouth speaks words of Chochma, and my heart feels words of Tevuna. Ato lemoshel ozni, and I hearken my ear to listen to the a real evaluation of what this world is all about. And then he goes on to speak about the foolishness and nonsense of this world. As he writes over there, people who trust in their wealth and their power. And they end up leaving the world and all of that gets left over. They leave all of that behind. Kirabom bote moilioilam, their grave, you know, is their permanent place, permanent house. Ze darkom keselomoi, this, their derech is foolishness. Ulachoira tomua, on one hand, it seems strange. Mazu chochmu tvuna shegila b'mizmor azeh, where is the wisdom and knowledge that David HaMelech is revealing in this mizmor? Shetzoyek shehoilam hevel vorik, that he's crying out that the world is full of foolishness, and when a person dies, he doesn't take all of that stuff with him, everything he accrued, all of his physical possessions. Which person doesn't know that? Even base people, you know, and amaratzim, people who are totally not religious, even they realize that. They also say that a person doesn't take any of his physical wealth to his grave, and that life passes by very quickly like a passing shadow.
Why does David HaMelech specifically start this chapter of Tehillim with these powerful words? My mouth is going to reveal Chochma and my heart has in it Tevuna.
As if he's going to be revealing something very profound, very deep. Ach be'emes, but Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, even though everybody knows this on a certain level, still it takes tremendous sechel to speak about this constantly, and to cry out and to reveal this hiddenness, this darkness. As we find all the great tzaddikim, this is what they're screaming about. This is what they're crying out about. Like the entire book of Koheles, of the great wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech, which is full of this, telling a person how the physical world and the physical life is nonsense. V'chein Dovra Melech olav sholem b'kama mizmoirim, and so to Dovra Melech in many different chapters. V'chein b'shar sifrei kodesh. Ki atzadikim amitim medabra mize b'tzerufim kidoishim ko'elu, u'b'chochma amuka kazois, ad shalidei ze ma'oirim b'nei odom, u'megalin b'chol pam ha'aloma hazois, ba'oifen she'af al pikein, yis'oiru b'nei odom mishnosam v'tousam, v'yizkru be'emes, oitzem shtus oilam, v'yashuvu el Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says the true tzaddikim speak about this constantly, every time in a different way, every time a different variation of delivering this super critical message with incredible chachma, till they succeed in inspiring people and in waking people up and revealing this halama to such a point that they get people to wake up from their sleep, from their spiritual sleep, and from their mistakes, and remember, realize that the foolishness of this world, and return to Hashem. Ki ze ikar hachochma hagdoila mikol hachochmois, because this is the greatest chochma of all the chochmois, lehistakel ala talis tachlis vachroin, for a person to look to the future, the real future, the eternal future. Ukemavur etzleinu b'kam upamim, as is explained many times now as forum, she ikar hachochma hu kishezoichin lahatzliach al yidei chochmosoi lo netzach. The main chochma is, when, who do we call intelligent? A person who's not smart enough to succeed eternally, permanently. Person who succeeds in this life, in this world. Just yesterday, I had occasion to spend time with a person, a Jew, a very special Jew, who lived in Los Angeles for a number of years.
he developed a business, one business, multiple businesses in real estate, to the point where for a number of years, his business was earning $350 million a year he was making. It lasted for a certain period of time, and then it stopped, and then he fell. There was a change in the winds. There was a change in the economy. He had followed a certain pattern. He was running along a certain track at high speed. The rules of the game changed and everything, and suddenly he found himself in a situation where the banks took away everything he had, plus he was minus $20 million. He had to figure out, using zero money, how to generate money to pay the bank. And Baruch Hashem, Bechazdei Hashem, he's trying to make a comeback, and this person, Baruch Hashem, has a neshama, does mitzvah. But you hear a story like this, you see that a person can, in the physical world, a person can run and run and run and think he has it all, and in minutes or days, or he has nothing. It disappears. They disconnect the person from it, and it's like it never happened. Like it never happened. So the real chachma is when a person can succeed eternally, when the success is permanent, something that you know doesn't go away. That's why Dovra Melch gives this introduction in this chapter of Tehillim, chapter 49, that my mouth is speaking chachmois. Ki be'emes ze ikra ha'chochma amitis ma shemegale shtus oilam va'avolov. Because this is the true chachma, when the tzaddikim make clear to us the foolishness of this world. Ki hu megale b'chochma kozois b'ruach ha'kodesh kozeh ad sheyifoil bedvorov lahachnis so emes boilam. Because the true tzaddik, using the incredible level of chachma that he has and the ruach ha'kodesh that he has, he has the ability to give over this message in a way that he succeeds in bringing truth into the world. Legalois oitzem ho'alama, and to reveal what's so hidden, what people don't realize.